My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Studio version from, I'm guessing, 1974.
That is correct, sir.
Wow. Wow. It's the live version.
That's pretty cool.
Everybody knows the live version, right? Mm-hmm. I would say, Wiggy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Odd choice.
9 o'clock, 1 hour from now.
I get yelled at anytime I play a live song. And yeah. then all of a sudden he expects a live song.
I love that you played the studio version.
Oh, okay. Oh, do you? Cool. Yes, I didn't think you liked that.
No, I do.
9 o'clock, the Red Sox front office report with Craig Breslow, and we'll talk Alex Cora and other things after the Red Sox locked down their manager for the next 3 years for $21 million. So that is coming up at 9 this morning. This is Matt from Lunenburg. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I was the listener that DM'd you about the intro song.
Oh, good. Thank you. Yeah, listeners suggest the new intro is a Saliva song, and Matt, you were the one who suggested it. Do you like the way the intro came out?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's awesome, man.
All right.
I got to say, what a guy. Always listening to the little people.
Well, that's my thing. You know, I'm very much into the customer input. And I'm glad that you called from Lulenburg. Thank you.
Usually, Courtney, you listen to the people that are female that are smaller.
I listen to everybody. Oh. Back to the news.
Now, this is a weird story. I'm having a hard time keeping up with it. But Jerry Jones and the paternity suit that he's facing has come to a weird end. The suit was against 27-year-old Alexandra Davis, who claims she was the daughter of Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, and says that her mother, Cynthia Davis, and him had a relationship. Mm-hmm. Cynthia and Jerry Jones signed a paternity-related contract back in 1998, where it was set to end after Alexandra turned 28. She's 27 right now. Okay. So now she's, I think, looking to continue that contract because mm-hmm. she's getting paid tens of thousands of dollars
yes.
a year.
She wants more money.
Yes. So it was
Daddy.
Tens of thousands of dollars yeah. every year until she turned 21. Then after that, she was going to get a lump sum payment at the ages of 24, 26, and 28. So she has one lump sum left.
All right.
They have come to an agreement outside of court.
I'm sure they have, yes.
Right before the judge issued Jerry Jones to get a paternity test.
Right, right.
So yes. Jerry Jones does not want to do that. Instead, he would rather settle outside of court.
There bag of cash for her, Wiggy.
Yeah.
She's never going to have to work her whole life.
Nah, she's been getting money, so.
Yeah.
So.
But I guess it's been $3 million since she was born. Yeah. So that's a lot of money, but not working for the rest of her life. I mean, these have to be new terms.
Right. She got more money.
I'm guessing that.
He gives her something so he doesn't have to put her in the will.
But you read all these articles, and there was a charity event for the Cowboys, I guess, that Jerry Jones said that he had two daughters, not just one.
Mm-hmm.
Alexandra and Charlotte, of course.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. I mean, clearly, he's the father.
Most likely.
Yeah, if he's paying her.
Right.
Yeah.
Moving on to some new Tom Brady dating news. Tom Brady is reportedly dating Brooks Nader.
Who's that?
Sports Illustrated model. She is everywhere.
Do we have a photo?
Mitch has photos of her.
There we go.
Yep. Right. She's gorgeous.
Okay. How old is she?
She's...
Brooks Nader?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Brooks. Google it.
She's 27.
27.
Tom Brady is 46.
Correct.
Okay.
Google it.
Bit of an age gap there, but that's okay.
Rumors started swirling, and on Dumois' recent podcast, Do You, she said that these two have been spotted out together quite frequently.
Okay.
They were both at the white party, Michael Rubin's white party. But it is interesting because Nader is recently divorced from Billie Hare, and she was...
I hate Billie Hare.
She was at Olivia Culpo's wedding in Rhode Island, but she was with a prince from Greece as her date.
Okay.
That's two princes she's dating.
They level up, don't they?
You think Tom Brady will ever get married again? Why would he?
Yeah, right? I think he will.
Think he will?
Yeah. He loves her dog Bullet, I think.
Why do you think he'll get married?
Because he loves love. He's like a big emotional guy. I think I don't think he'll be having any more kids, but I think he'll get remarried.
I don't know. He could have more kids if he ends up marrying Brooks Nader. I mean, she is stunning.
Wasn't he just with somebody, though?
Well, they were saying that Irina Shayk and he were dating, but...
I think he's just living his best life right now.
Yeah, he's for them streets.
He's model hopping.
Is he for them streets?
Oh, he's for them streets right now. Yeah. Don't let it fool you. He's model hopping.
Okay.
And a new survey has found the rudest states to visit. Newsweek looked at all 50 states and decided what locals are rudest to tourists. So would you like to do the top five?
Yeah, this is hurtful, though.
Internationally, it's France, and it's not close.
Yeah, agreed. Mm. But Massachusetts wasn't as high as I thought that they would be. And I actually think anybody that comes to Massachusetts from out of the state ends up saying, like, wait, Massachusetts people aren't as bad as people claim that they are.
It's all about expectations, Courtney, because we are, every movie, the Boston guy's an a-hole, so they get here and people are, like, don't try and kill them, like, in town, and they're like, oh, wow, okay.
We lost our fastball. It's been a while.
What's the rudest?
You wanted me to start at one or five?
We'll go with five.
Five. Five is New Jersey.
All right, I can see that.
Massachusetts, number four.
All right.
Number three, Delaware.
Delaware, wow.
Now, number two shocked me. Any guesses?
New York?
Nope.
Texas?
Nope. Arkansas.
Really?
Okay. Number one, New York.
New York,
But Arkansas.
Yeah, I would have never thought that. Southern hospitality.
Right.
We've lost our fastball. We got to do better than that. We got to jump back up.
You want people to be ruder?
I mean, you know, it's...
That's
what we're known for.
Like, what does that mean, though? Like
you're, not giving someone directions? That's rude.
No, I think it means, like, you know, not saying hi to a million people.
I think that's so nice. Like, when you're in Florida on an old man walk and you see a neighbor passing by and you both say, hi, good morning.
Yeah.
You give the little
wave. That
doesn't
really... that happens here, though. I mean, I don't... Yeah. People are busier here.
Speaking in an elevator.
But people are busier here than they are in Florida. Like, that's a good example. Like, we don't have all day to be exchanging pleasantries with other people. Where we have things to go and do.
See, I think I was always taught a different mentality. When people are being nice to you like that and you don't know them,
they're being leery.
There's something they want, you know?
Yeah,
that's kind of.
I mean, I kind of understand it because Curtis was all over me because I have a conversation with the Dunkin' Donuts people in the morning, and he thought that was ridiculous.
It's just an odd behavior. They don't really want to talk to you.
They do. They love me. I come in there, big smiles on their faces.
They love you when you tip them.
No, I always tip on a coffee. Coffee is $3.75 now. I give them the five spot. I mean, you might as well.
Jeez, Bill Gates over here.
So you're on like a first name basis. Hey, Rhonda, what's going on today, huh?
Well, I say yes. I say hello. I like. I
do you know their name?
You remember that whole?
Yep.
Nope. I know what they do in their hobbies.
You know what they do for a living? Oh, I wonder how you figured that out.
The kindly fellow there in the morning is
what
a
up,
man.
Woman?
He's in a he's in a metal band.
All right,
I've actually watched one of their songs on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah, what's up, Chuck?
How those You're donuts going this morning?
You're pretty good with names.
Yeah. What's up with you?
I don't think there's anything wrong with
walking in there and saying, what's good?
I need you to put on a GoPro and do the exact reenactment tomorrow morning.
Okay, well.
Hi, what's up?
Hi. Hey. I'll tell you, it is hot out there.
Can you believe it's almost August? Where'd summer go?
Right. It's unbelievable.
I get that weird feeling, like, what are you looking at?
Hey, you're back
staring at me.
You're back from vacation. Great to see you. How was it?
Yeah. You look nice and bronzed. Have a nice weekend.
All right. Is that it?
That's it for the news.
Great job today,
as
always,
much.
Courtney.
Thank you.
And speaking of Courtney, here she is with what is trending right now.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Verizon Wireless. The big news yesterday, Alex Cora and the Sox agreed to a 3-year extension for over $21 million. The Sox dropped the series against the Rockies in a fiery final game in Colorado. 20-7 was the final score. Rockies pitcher Cal Quantrill got into it with Reese McGuire following a flyout in the fourth when Quantrill seemed to reference McGuire's 2020 arrest for indecent exposure. It was 2020, so everybody was, you know, crammed into their house with their parents and siblings and stuff. Mm. So maybe he had to go relieve himself in the privacy of his own car.
Well, they said he was in front of a store. Like, go to a secluded area if you are going to do
an
that.
An empty parking garage.
Where did it happen? Was it in Canada or
Florida,
something?
It said.
Was it was Florida, not like the rest of us?
It said he was sitting. I had it right here pulled up. He was sitting in front of a store in Florida pleasuring himself. Mm. Why not go to like a, you know, like a back wooded area.
Right.
So if the cops, the cops might be like, all right, buddy, just get out of here.
So somebody reported a carjacking?
That was a good one. Yeah. And there was reports that there were shots fired.
Oh, wow. Well done.
Quantrill talked about the moment after the game as featured on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
I recognize we were up by whatever we're up by, but you know, I celebrate when I get important outs, and he took offense to it. Some words were exchanged. It's baseball. We'll all move on. It's a hard sport. We work hard at it. We've battled all year long. We beat a good team today. I think that I'll never stop caring about the sport and putting my emotions out there. We do our best not to, you know, direct it at the other team. And I don't think I did that today, and it just is what it is.
But he knows he can't live that down. Like, even if I was his teammate, we'd be clowning him for that.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Man, we'd have a blast with that one.
Hurry in. Epic offers are going fast at the Nissan Thrill of Summer Sales event. Shop your local Nissan store, NissanUSA.com. Today, the Sox now 1-5 since the All-Star break. They're off tonight before welcoming the Yankees to town tomorrow.
Reese McGuire always keeps his hands at 10-2 on the steering wheel because they're stuck there.
Freeze it or get how you make it hard. How did you get that?
I have my ways.
Yeah.
Was he wearing batting gloves?
I don't know.
Oh, there's so many good ones.
Hey, was he at getting an oil change at Jiffy Lube?
Oh, there's so many good ones with this.
When it comes to Patriots training camp,
yes.
Jacoby Brissett received first-team reps while going 10 for 13, while Drake May showed up 16 minutes early. He finished practice going 6 for 10. When it comes to contract-related absences, both Judon and Godchow were full participants during the first session of the summer.
Reese, try not to choke up on the bat too much.
Right now at Verizon.
Well, he's good. I mean, he hits the ball well.
Yes.
He's a master batter. Wait. He's a master batter. All right.
New and existing customers can get amazing iPhone 15s, enjoy tons of storage for all the new ballpark picks of the summer. There's a deal out there for everyone at Verizon. Get your local Verizon store and get your new iPhone 15 today.
Well, at least he's always got a bat and balls with him, jeez, no matter where he goes. Yeah.
Two and one.
Sometimes it's too many. You should stop. You were on a roll. Like,
that's just so
one too many. One of the first rules of comedy is quit when you're ahead.
Oh, let's not talk about the head.
That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
When you just said he's a master batterer, Wiggy reminded me of The Office when Dwight is asked if he's a master baiter. He says, I'm a decent baiter. My cousin Moe's, he's a master baiter. 71 degrees and cloudy right now. Afternoon high of 83.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I got to, honestly. That's again, like, my signature on it, so I gotta play on it. Would I like to? No. Do I think that's my value? No. But again, that's not up to me.
James Dean, I know just what you mean.
Matthew Judon yesterday, day one of training camp and football coverage on WEEI is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Coming up at 10, Gresham Foyer at training camp at Gillette again today. I guess if you're going to look at takeaways, that's certainly a big one, is that Matthew Judon wants a new deal. He says he's going to play on this one,
right,
with a year remaining, but he would like a new deal and doesn't think he's being paid what he should be paid.
Isn't that a good sign for Mayo that he's there? Same thing with Godchild, that they're present and
yes,
not having a deal they want. I think that, I don't know if they would do that for another coach. I think there's a deep respect they have for Mayo and understanding what their absence would mean for him.
Well, yeah, there certainly are guys. We were talking about CeeDee Lamb earlier. There are guys who are not showing up because they want a new deal.
I was going to say, the fact that he is showing up, does that change your opinion on the fact that he's asking for more money? Because I know that you were...
Yeah, I like what he said yesterday when he said, I signed the deal, so I got to play on it. So I that changes my mind a little bit. So
yeah, and I think
I don't know. Are you going to get a full season from him, though? I mean, if he doesn't get what he wants, is he going to get, quote-unquote, hurt again? Are you going to get 4 or 5 games out
of him?
I think
it depends on what you'll see is how he does early And let's say he's off to a good start and he's playing well, and maybe the team's not doing great. Maybe his hamstrings get a little sore and tight. Yeah.
Well, that's the issue that you're going to get when it comes to fans. Like, if you look at the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937, find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. 774 text. You see that right there, Wiggy? Play more than four games this year, and we'll see what your value is. That's what you get from New England Patriots fans.
Mm-hmm.
And can I have one brief complaint about the coverage of the start of the training camp?
Yes.
I understand that Gerard Mayo has no history as a coach. I understand that there may not be the same interest in this team that was when Tom Brady and Bill Belichick were here. But if your intention is to just point out all the reasons why the fan base or other people aren't interested in it, then you're really not doing your job. Like, it's our job to discuss what is interesting or noteworthy about the organization. And I find the lamenting of what was, as opposed to talking about what is, to be something we've all engaged in. But as a listener or in a consumer of sports media in Boston, I find it gets tedious because I don't know what the next step is. Like, if you're talking to Patriots fans and you say nobody cares, why would they listen to what you have to say? If you're talking about something nobody cares about, why would we talk about it?
Well, it is a little shocking. I thought there'd be more fan interest for Mayo and, you know, just from listening to...
There were a good amount of people there
yesterday.
Well,
from listening to Grecian Foyer, it didn't seem like it was what it used to be. And I thought it was still going to be as good because people wanted to see what the new era looked like. And this goes back to our conversation about a head coach and having the ability to put butts in seats. If this is Mike Vrabel, right, I think there's a different type of fan reaction to, like, you know, just showing up. And I think, because that's
know.
What we're talking about.
I think if it's Aaron Rodgers, like Jets training camp last season, watching Hard Knocks, it was unbelievable to see the interest for the Jets. Like, all of those fans lined up for hours waiting to get in the door to be able to watch him. That is what I think fans... Like, I don't think Vrabel being here or it being Mayo would add any more interest to the team when it came to coming to training camp. I think it's all about the quarterback.
Yeah, see, I agree with you. It is the part of the quarterback, but I disagree that if you had a guy like Vrabel, or even if it was like a Jim Harbaugh that came here, I think based on from what I was hearing from yesterday from those guys that were down there, that there it wasn't as much fan, like, you know, it's like they were like, wow, this doesn't seem like...
Yeah, when we did the crossover with them at 9:45, they were saying that there weren't a lot of people there.
Right.
You know, Shime has shared and it's, the term is singular, the Drake May highlight over and over again, and there's a good
amount. It's a hot highlight.
It's a good amount of people there watching. So, yeah.
I mean, who knows what's going to happen? All I'm saying is that it's for people in this position, it comes across as self-inflicted wounds when you sit and are saying things about something that you think the audience doesn't care about. I think the Patriots will have very good numbers this year in terms of ratings. It's not going to be what it was, but that's like comparing the PGA to when Tiger was at his peak. No matter who's next, it's never going to be as great.
Yeah, well, is there another fly?
Another fly.
Oh.
What is going on with the flies in here?
Oh, I thought you got that one.
I think I did.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I think I got it. What? Who's the who are the stars on this team when it comes to, like, star value? People want to see Christian Gonzalez.
I think Hunter Henry's a star.
I feel like Drake May. He's your third overall pick, right? Shouldn't that? I know, Courtney, you brought up Aaron Rodgers, but if you look at whether it's Chicago or Washington, the buzz is around your top quarterback. So I would think the buzz would be around people wanting to come out and see what Drake May is.
I think the buzz is there, but when people go out in person to see somebody, I think it's somebody who's already very established. Like, I think that's the difference.
Well, yeah, like the texter who says that, 774 texter, I went to practices with Tom Brady. It was amazing to watch at any time. Mm-hmm. 3 to 5 Hall of Famers practicing. Patriots have a way to go until they get to that. So that's, I guess, the view of some is that there's no star power.
I get the overall, like, you don't have the big name, you don't have the Justin Jefferson, you don't have the Travis Kelce, the Tyreek Hill. I get that element of it, but I thought a guy like Drake May would bring that out because it is the future and it's such a high pick.
That was the situation with Mac Jones last year.
I don't think it was the same, or three years ago. Yeah, I don't think that was the same level though. I don't think Drake May,
because he still had Bill there. So,
well, but just where they were chosen. One was the number three overall pick. Oh, let me ask this question to the room that, you know, maybe changes the view of it. If the Patriots take Marvin Harrison Jr. at number three.
Yes, there would be a lot of interest in that, 100%, I think. Maybe more than Drake May, I don't know.
I think the potential of Drake May, the reason why Jerod Mayo has stipulated all his comments by saying that he could be, if he wins the job, the starter week one, is that absent Drake May as the carrot at the end of the stick, there's nothing really interesting to the fan base about this team. Marvin Harrison Jr. would be a great player, but you'd be interested in Jacoby Brissett throwing to him? I feel like the pass that Drake made through, even though the story is that Rager made a one-handed catch, it's the fact that he threw that.
Right.
And that it was Drake May who threw the pass that is what made Pins interested.
And it was an effortless pass.
Will you realize?
There's two.
You're being attacked by a fly.
Don't freak out.
It's just a fly. Don't worry about it.
I know. I don't like the sound in my ear.
And you know what I think?
You know that sound?
They make like,
I hate that. It's like, ugh.
And you know what the other issue I think it is, too, is that Mayo, if he would have came out and said, Drake May's our guy, we're going with him, I think that might have just brought a little bit more interest to fans, because now they would know, like, all right, we're coming to see the future. But because he kind of was like, well, Jacoby Brissett's the guy right now, and I think maybe that took a little bit away from, you know, just some of the fan interest.
Text from my adopted home continent of Maine. Hello to Maine, and thank you for your continued loyalty to this show. Mac Jones wasn't likable. Drake May seems marketable and likable.
Right.
And to be fair, Bill was here last year, and all we talked about was how the team needed to bring in DeAndre Hopkins to get buzz. Bill Belichick did not bring buzz last year to this organization. He was not like the fly in the studio.
No, yeah. The people wanted him out. I think the majority, I don't know what the numbers, but I better willing to say it was been more than 50% of the people are like, all right, it's time to move on from Bill.
Right.
Last year.
Do you think so?
Oh, yes. I think so.
How do they feel now?
I think it's, you know, we know how it is. It's like, we don't want AB. You get AB. Great move to get Antonio Brown. He makes a dumb mistake. Get rid of that guy. Then it's like, why the hell did you get rid of him? So
I think more people wanted Mac on than Bill.
I think you're probably right about that.
Greg, there is one coach that is creating buzz, though. His name is Jim Harbaugh. Mm-hmm. The ultimate content machine. Did you hear what he said yesterday?
No. On what topic?
On the first day of training camp, and he compared it to birth, I believe it was.
Oh, yeah.
This was Jim Harbaugh yesterday.
Just the way it feels, I mean, feels like New Year's Day, you know? Feels like being born. Feels like coming out of the womb, you know? It's like you're in there, and it's comfortable, and it's safe, and now you're out, you're born, the lights are on, it's bright, got chaos, people looking at you, people talking at you, and just feels good to, you know, have it happen.
Well, it's very exciting when your quarterback is the next Tom Brady, and you've already determined that.
I mean,
see what happens when you've coached before. Like, because he was a head coach before and he came from Michigan as a head coach, people are like, oh, this is so interesting. If Jerod Mayo said the same thing, he'd be like,
that was Jim, not John.
Yeah, that was Jim.
The flies on your head.
Jim. Oh, the flies on your head, Wiggy.
Oh, man.
Get it.
Oh, it's on your, yeah.
How are we going to get?
Great
why are the fly, how do the flies get in here? I've often wondered that.
I don't know.
This is a self-contained studio.
This is gross.
Yep.
It's in the building.
So it's when you open the doors. When you open the door, you let stuff in.
Nobody lets a fly in. Oh, wait, you got it. No, great job, Wiggy.
You got two?
I mean, how are they born in here?
Yes.
They are.
No, I have no idea.
That's disturbing.
They might come through the vents. There's air conditioning vents.
Through the vents.
Yeah. Don't they start off, what do flies start off as? Or is that butterflies? Maybe I'm thinking about butterflies.
Oh, please, just go with it.
Butterflies start as caterpillars.
Say what you were going to say.
I don't know. I thought flies was something else, but butterflies.
No, flies are born flies.
Right. I think they are, yeah. I mean, maybe you're right, though, Wiggy. I don't know. I think they start off as eggs.
Maggots?
Maybe, I don't know.
Oh.
Are they maggots?
Lava?
Yeah.
Maybe it was maggots.
Everybody's texting in and saying maggots.
But I knew it was something.
Maggot. Yeah. Maggot.
Nah. So is that from, like, food being left out?
Probably.
Yeah, that
hasn't been food in that studio in forever.
Filled, right? Well, but it'd have to be filled with food.
Ew. Yeah.
All right, well, day one, under their belts down there.
Yep.
And you, Wiggy, you're all in favor of getting something done with Matthew Judon. Or would you rather trade him?
And Brandon Ayuk? I would look to do that because I think he's done a great job, but he's kind of on the tail end of maybe what his production could be if you got a guy like Brandon Ayuk who still is like, you know, in the younger stages of his career. I would do that.
Trade his ass tomorrow. Like, send it. He is not part of the future plans of this team, whereas a young wide receiver like a CeeDee Lamb, Brandon Ayuk, T. Higgins would all very much be a centerpiece in the future of this team.
I think we have a dead mouse. That's what's causing it.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, that's what the text appears to be, the most common one, that maggots
Wait,
come
where
in.
Would there be a dead mouse?
Maybe in behind the walls or something like that.
In the walls of the building. Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, boy.
What?
That's nice. Well,
I look at the text line. I'm not lying.
No, I know. Right, I just... That.
Well, you don't think there's dead mouse in the building?
Well, I know they put us in the basement, but gosh.
Well, it wouldn't matter if we were on the first floor. There'd still be dead mouse in this building.
They weren't expecting the show to still be on 5 years later.
But the deal with C.D. Lamb is that he wants a long-term deal,
yes.
Big money.
He wants the Justin Jefferson, right? And he'll get that.
What the Patriots could do, sorry, Wiggy, is they can guarantee like $70 million and pay half of it up front because they have so much cash. They have so much space. They could literally do that where the only downside to making those moves, Greg, is that you end up, if you believe in it, paying for nothing. Where you have to you spread the cap, the bonus money over 4 years. They don't have to do that. They could pay it up front, and then once Drake May is really good and you pay him in 3 years, you won't owe nearly the amount of money. Like, it is such a no-brainer for them.
This is
and he's sitting there disgruntled.
Right.
And waiting for you. And the Cowboys, I would assume, would, you know, you get... Give him Matthew Judon and a couple picks.
And the reason you spend on him is
more than anything. Because I don't know if, like, teams, whether San Francisco or even the Cowboys, not that they wouldn't.
Because it's just 1 year with Judon, and you're going to be in the same situation as the Patriots.
And he's coming off an injury. I don't know necessarily say they would be like, oh, we want Matt Judon, right? He would be like, all right, we'll throw him in. But they're like, well, if you don't have a first-round pick, it doesn't matter. You could throw him in. So it's more about the first-round picks. The world that these guys are going to be in when you think of CeeDee Lamb, Brandon Ayuk.
Do you agree with the texter who says that CeeDee Lamb gets you to the playoffs? No doubt in their mind.
Oh, yeah. I love CeeDee Lamb. 4 years, $140 million for Justin Jefferson. $110 million in guaranteed. That's the world that I think a CeeDee Lamb is looking to be in. I would say Brandon Ayuk. Probably a little bit of a step down, more than what Calvin Ridley got. I think he got 3 years.
CeeDee Lamb, I bet you could get him for like 5 for $165. Do it tomorrow.
Yeah, that's where you're going to have to be.
And you don't. I hate this loser's lament that people have is, why would they do it? They're not close to winning. Well, that's chicken or the egg.
You had CeeDee Lamb, and you immediately become closer to winning.
And look at the Texans. We keep talking about it. Nobody thought at this time last year they were a playoff team. The only thing that matters, Greg, is that you find out what Drake May is. CeeDee Lamb gets you to that answer so quickly. And it's just money. They have plenty of it. And the reason you do it this year is that you bite the big bullet of the bonus money, spend it all up front, and you don't have the burden of it down the lines when you get better.
Well, the Red Sox opened the checkbook up yesterday. gave $21 million to Alex Cora for 3 years. And we will talk to Craig Breslow about that and everything else. Red Sox coming up at 9. Red Sox front office report this week with Craig Breslow coming up in 10 minutes at 9. We have two remaining GHS live shows this summer. Next one is at the Tipsy Seagull in Fall River. I'm very excited about going there. I hear amazing things about it. Never been on the south coast of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. That is a week from tomorrow.
I looked it up too. It's right on the water.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
Great show to watch on Twitch. Great show to watch on YouTube. And I hope you will all come out and join us that morning. That's a week from Friday. And there's a big charity cigarette boat event that is going on. We're going to get Wiggy out on a cigarette boat.
We'll see.
You have to do it. I mean, you have to. We'll limit how fast they go, but you're going to have to get those things. You used to watch Miami Vice.
Yes.
Miami Vice came up this morning from a caller brought up Miami Vice for whatever reason.
I just know I know them as a speedboat, right? I know they call them cigarette boats.
Oh, they go
I know those things fly.
You have to stand up in them. Your problem is when they come out of the air
and then come back down.
Yeah.
Yeah, my problem is it goes
terrifying.
Up because you've seen the ones that go up. And then they get caught, and then the next thing you know,
yes. All right, so that is August 2nd, Friday.
Good menu, too. Wow.
Good menu at the spot?
Wow, yes. Yeah. Some stuffies.
Oh, yeah. Stuffies are like a bigger version. They're a Rhode Island thing, bigger version of Clamps Casino, which I was accused of being old for ordering last night.
Well, that's not the biggest reason, but you are old.
Yeah. And then Sam Adams is throwing this show a fifth birthday party, and that will happen on the following Friday at the Sam Adams Tap Room in Faneuil Hall. That's Friday, August 9th. So I hope you will come out for that as well. And we'll have all of the birthday fun at Sam Adams. This is Alex from New Hampshire. Hello, Alex.
Hey, Greg. Hey, everybody.
What's up?
It's Butter Guy.
Hey, Butter Guy. What's up, Butter Guy?
It's been a long time. I just had a question about Alex Cora. Do you think that he signed this deal with the front office, you know, maybe talking to him saying, hey, we'll let you, you know, help this team out? Or do you think he signed it, you know, strictly for the money? What do you think about that?
We've been discussing that all morning.
Mm-hmm.
It was, in fact, Courtney's lead at 6:30 or so this morning when we got to Leeds. And Courtney believes, I don't want to speak for you, but you believe that he got some sort of assurance from Craig Breslow and the ownership that they were going to do something this season or he would not have signed.
I don't think it's a hope that they're going to add. I think it's a commitment that they're going
but
to
it could
add
just
this
be,
season.
I've said it could just be so much money. It's $7 million a year. It's not $8 million a year.
I co-signed with Courtney.
But then Curtis said he could just wait and get that money anywhere else at the end of the season.
Courtney's spot on. They definitely gave him like a stamp of approval, like we're getting you some help.
Well, and a caller brought up at the start of the show, Craig Breslow, we'll get all this from Craig Breslow in 5 minutes anyway, but he said during the game last night that they do want to add.
Right.
So,
Craig.
I think it's good news. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, the writing's on the wall. He said he wanted to add. He told Jones and Mego and Arcan that he was not going to talk contract during the season, no matter the number.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Arcan tweeted it yesterday that Jones had asked specifically, everyone has a number.
Right.
And Cora said no. Like, he was not. So something had to have changed to allow that conversation to take place and for him to actually sign.
We're going for it, is what they told him. Plus, we'll give you a deal.
Why only 3 years? You think that's the Red Sox or you think that's Alex Cora?
I think that's the Sox. I think it's probably both of them.
Yeah, because it's one of those things where you look at it and go, all right, this is a short window where the expectations are they're going to win relatively soon because of the length of the deal. So I think I'm with Courtney. I think it's a combination of both. But I think it might have been more Red Sox than Cora, where they say, hey, we're going to give you 3 years. We're going to help you out. Here's your window. Do what needs to be done.
You don't think somebody suggested earlier that he has designs on moving up and being a front office guy?
I don't think Breslow's making anywhere near $7 million a year.
Right. Yeah. And I don't think he would make that as a front office guy. And he's still relatively young in the world of managing. You know, he's only 48 years old. So 3 years, he's still going to be like in the peak of his managing age. And when's he want to, you know, when's he want to move up the ranks, I guess, into being a guy in the front office? I would think that, you know, that'd be more to later in his 50s.
Yeah.
You know?
I think so you're looking at 3 years beyond this. So he has two more seasons after this one where he would not be a lame duck. I think that's usually the duration of these.
Right.
You're happy with it, even though you've been critical mm-hmm. of Alex Cora all season.
Yeah, because they're making a commitment to a manager that everybody in that clubhouse likes, and they're saying, hey, guys, here's the manager. This is the guy that's going to be around for the kind of future moving forward within the next, you know, 3 years, so players now know what to expect.
Yep.
This is Tina from Medway. What's up, Tina?
Hey, Greg. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Doing well. I just wanted to call in about you guys going to the Tipsy Seagull next week.
Yes.
Yeah, so we've had our boat at Borden Light Marina, which is right next door, for years and years and years, and I know Wiggy's kind of afraid of going on boats.
Kind of?
Fast ones.
He's terrified.
Yeah, so my husband and I wanted to invite you guys out after the road show on our boat.
Oh, okay.
Which is, we won't go as fast as the cigarette boats, we promise,
mm-hmm.
But we could get you out on the water. It's beautiful out there.
Okay, is it whale-proof?
Yes.
Yeah. No whales in the Taunton River, I promise.
Do you have a life vest for Wiggy?
Yeah, that will
many,
fit.
Many, many life vests.
There
yeah.
you go. All right.
Okay.
Safety
all right.
first.
All right, good. We'll see you there on Friday, and then we'll go out
afterwards.
We'll
definitely be there.
Okay, awesome.
Sounds good.
Awesome.
He has always known
right.
somebody with a boat.
Yeah,
I have a question. Are we driving day of?
Yes.
Yep. So get
gotta leave early, Curtis.
Gotta leave a little bit early.
How long will that take?
About 45 minutes.
Hour and 10 minutes. I just looked. Hour and 10.
But are you doing right from now, or are you doing no traffic?
Well, I'm doing it from now.
Yeah, no traffic. It'll probably take you about 45, 50 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean,
cool.
Awesome.
Because at that time in the morning, you know, take you 30 minutes to get to Brockton, and then it's what, another 20 minutes past Brockton?
Yeah, 30 plus 20 would equal 50.
Curtis, I'll drive you down in the Red Turtle if you want.
No, it's not looking for anybody to do it for me. I just, you know, I'm just glad that everybody's getting something out of it except us. Usually the case. Maybe they'll throw in an app.
It'll probably be about the distance of when we stayed. You didn't stay.
Yeah, I didn't stay.
What was that? Beachcomber. When we stayed at the hotel.
When we stayed in Springfield to go to Maine. That was fun.
All right. I'm guessing a very happy Craig Breslow, mm-hmm. who got a deal done with Alex Cora, will join us next.
Craig.
Red Sox front office report this week with Craig Breslow coming up in 10 minutes at 9. We have two remaining GHS Live shows this summer. Next one is at the Tipsy Seagull in Fall River. I'm very excited about going there. I hear amazing things about it. Never been.
on the south coast of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. That is a week from tomorrow.
I looked it up, too. It's right on the water.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
Great show to watch on Twitch. Great show to watch on YouTube. And I hope you will all come out and join us that morning. That's a week from Friday. And there's a big charity cigarette boat event that is going on. We're going to get Wiggy out on a cigarette boat.
We'll see.
You have to do it. I mean, you have to. We'll limit how fast they go, but you're going to have to get those things. You used to watch Miami Vice.
Yes.
Miami Vice came up this morning from a caller brought up Miami Vice for whatever reason.
I just know I know them as a speedboat, right? I know they call them cigarette boats.
Oh, they go.
Like, I know those things fly.
You stand My problem up. You is. You have to stand up in them. Your problem is when they come out of the air and then come back down. Yeah.
Yeah. My problem is it goes
terrifying.
Up because you've seen the ones that go up. And then they get caught, and then the next thing you know,
yes. All right, so that is August 2nd, Friday.
Good menu, too. Wow.
Good menu at the spot?
Wow, yes. Yeah. Some stuffies.
Oh, yeah. Stuffies are like a bigger version. They're a Rhode Island thing, bigger version of Clamps Casino.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Which I was accused of being old for ordering last night.
Well, that's not the biggest reason, but you are old.
Yeah. And then Sam Adams is throwing this show a fifth birthday party, and that will happen on the following Friday at the Sam Adams Tap Room in Faneuil Hall. That's Friday, August 9th. So I hope you will come out for that as well. And we'll have all of the birthday fun at Sam Adams. This is Alex from New Hampshire. Hello, Alex.
Hey, Greg. Hey, everybody.
What's up?
It's Butter Guy.
Hey, Butter Guy. What's up, Butter Guy?
It's been a long time. I just had a question about Alex Cora. Do you think that he signed this deal with the front office, you know, maybe talking to him saying, hey, we'll let you, you know, help this team out? Or do you think he signed it, you know, strictly for the money? What do you think about that?
We've been discussing that all morning.
Mm-hmm.
It was, in fact, Courtney's lead at 6:30 or so this morning when we got to Leeds. And Courtney believes, I don't want to speak for you, but you believe that he got some sort of assurance from Craig Breslow and the ownership that they were going to do something this season or he would not have signed.
Yeah, I don't think it's a hope that they're going to add. I think it's a commitment that they're going
but
to
it could
add
just be. I've said it could just be so much money. It's $7 million a year. It's not $8 million a year.
I co-signed with Courtney.
But then Curtis said he could just wait and get that money anywhere else at the end of the season.
Courtney's spot on. They definitely gave him like a stamp of approval, like we're getting you some help.
And a caller brought up at the start of the show, Craig Breslow, we'll get all this from Craig Breslow in 5 minutes anyway, but he said during the game last night that they do want to add.
Right.
So,
Craig.
I think it's good news. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah. The writing's on the wall. He said he wanted to add. He told Jones and Mego and Arcan that he was not going to talk contract during the season, no matter the number.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Arcan tweeted it yesterday that Jones had asked specifically, everyone has a number.
Right.
And Cora said no. Like, he was not. So something had to have changed to allow that conversation to take place and for him to actually sign.
We're going for it, is what they told him. Plus, we'll give you a deal.
Why only 3 years? You think that's the Red Sox or you think that's Alex Cora?
I think that's the Sox. I think it's probably both of them.
Yeah, because it's one of those things where you look at it and go, all right, this is a short window where the expectations are they're going to win relatively soon because of the length of the deal. So I think I'm with Courtney. I think it's a combination of both. But I think it might have been more Red Sox than Cora, where they say, hey, we're going to give you 3 years. We're going to help you out. Here's your window. Do what needs to be
done. You don't think somebody suggested earlier that he has designs on moving up and being a front office guy?
I don't think Breslow's making anywhere near $7 million a
year. Right. Yeah. And I don't think he would make that as a front office guy. And he's still relatively young in the world of managing. You know, he's only 48 years old. So 3 years, he's still going to be like in the peak of his managing age. And when's he want to, you know, when's he want to move up the ranks, I guess, into being a guy in the front office? I would think that, you know, that'd be more to later in his 50s.
Yeah.
You know?
I think so you're looking at 3 years beyond this. So he has two more seasons after this one where he would not be a lame duck. I think that's usually the duration of these.
Right.
And but then, you're happy with it, even though you were you've been critical mm-hmm. of Alex Cora all season.
Yeah, because they're okay. making a commitment to a manager that everybody in that clubhouse likes, and they're saying, hey, guys, here's the manager. This is the guy that's going to be around for, you know, for the kind of future moving forward within the next, you know, 3 years, so players now know what to expect.
Yep.
This is Tina from Medway. What's up, Tina?
Hey, Greg. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Doing well. I just wanted to call in about you guys going to the Tipsy Seagull next week.
Yes.
Yeah, so we've had our boat at Borden Light Marina, which is right next door, for years and years and years, and I know Wiggy's kind of afraid of going on boats.
Kind of?
Fast ones.
He's terrified.
Yeah, so my husband and I wanted to invite you guys out after the road show on our boat.
Oh, okay.
Which is, we won't go as fast as the cigarette boats, we promise.
Mm-hmm.
But we could get you out on the water. It's beautiful out there.
Okay. Huh? Is it whale-proof?
Yes.
Yeah. No whales in the Taunton River, I promise.
Do you have a life vest for Wiggy?
Yeah, that will
many,
fit.
Many, many life vests.
There
yeah.
you go. All right.
Okay.
Safety
all right.
first.
All right, good. Well, we'll see you there on Friday, and then we'll go out
afterwards.
We'll
definitely be there.
Okay, awesome.
Sounds good.
Awesome.
He has always known
right.
somebody with a boat.
Yeah,
I have a question. Are we driving day of?
Yes.
Yep. So get
gotta leave early, Curtis.
Gotta leave a little bit early.
How long will that take?
About 45 minutes.
Hour and 10 minutes. I just looked. Hour and 10.
But are you doing right from now, or are you doing no traffic?
Well, I'm doing it from now.
Yeah, no traffic. It'll probably take you about 45, 50 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean,
cool.
Awesome.
Because at that time in the morning, you know, take you 30 minutes to get to Brockton, and then uh-huh. it's, what, another 20 minutes past Brockton?
Yeah, 30 plus 20 would equal 50.
Curtis, I'll drive you down in the Red Turtle if you want.
No, it's not looking okay. for anybody to do it for me. I'm just, you know, I'm just glad that everybody's getting something out of it except us. Usually the case. Maybe they'll throw in an app.
It'll probably be about the distance of when we stayed. You didn't stay.
Yeah, I didn't stay.
What was that? Beachcomber. When we stayed at the hotel.
I liked when we stayed in Springfield to go to Maine. That was fun.
All right. I'm guessing a very happy Craig Breslow, mm-hmm. who got a deal done with Alex Cora, will join us next.
Craig.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.